the darkness, I find light. Three eyes, free mind, improve my sight. Beautiful feelings, I'm just being myself. Tell me who is the realest. I ain't saying that I am, but know that you feel it. I just wanna go inside, yeah. I'm the only one that control my mind, yeah. My control is at an all-time high. I just wanna feel good and enjoy my life, yeah. Feel vibes, feel yeah. The most high dwells inside of my temple. I ain't tryna be deep, I feel like I'm simple. Steady dropping images like I'm a crystal, I'm gone.
I feel so amazing, yeah. I just wanna do good,
I just wanna do good.
I just wanna do better in life, just like I should,
yeah, yeah.
I feel so amazing, yeah. I just wanna do good,
yeah, yeah.
I just wanna do better in life, just like I should.
Feel good, feel good, feel right,
feel
good, feel good. Feel good, I feel right,
yeah.
Feel good, yeah. I appreciate every single day,
yeah.
Happy feelings around, like Frankie B. and Maze. Yeah, I got all the soul, so I ain't worried about them money, cars, and clothes on me. I just wanna grow like a seed planted in soil. You wait for me to show,
yeah.
Sun beaming on me with Cali palm trees in the breeze. Swing left and right like boats and seas. All these beautiful people in the world close to me. No ghosts hosting me. You hearing the free spirit, only psychedelics and green tea. In these lyrics, I'm in heaven every single time I go inside. Meditation in your mind, you just close your eyes, yeah.
I feel so amazing, I just wanna do good, yeah. I just wanna do better in life, just like I should, yeah. I feel so amazing, I just wanna do good, yeah. I just wanna do better in life, just like I should.
Feel good, feel good, feel right.
Feel good, feel good, feel good,
I feel right.
Feel good, yeah.
My riches is light. I'm a student of love. We gon' make it right. All we need is trust, all we need is us, yeah.
My riches is light. I'm a student of love.
We gon' make it right. It's the beginning of one love, one love, one love. It's the beginning of happy feelings, yeah.
Happy Monday, beautiful people. Thank you for tuning in again to Align with Plants, Align with Health. This is Lanita. June 11th, and we're in season 7, episode 64, family. Only two more episodes left before we wrap up Align with Plants, Align with Health. Next week, I'm going to be having one of my serious plant sisters on the show. She's also a midwife and has been tuning into the message of plants and using plants in childbirth and child rearing for years. Super excited to bring her energy onto the show next week. And then the final episode, episode 66, which is going to be airing on June 25th, will be kind of the first episode of Healing Kitchen, which will be the new podcast that Taryn and I start next month in July. So I'm going to bring Taryn back on the show. She's been a guest on the show before, and she's going to come back on. And we're going to talk about what we're doing, where we're going, and introduce Healing Kitchen to you all so that instead of ending this show with it being an end, it's more so a transition into a new project. So looking forward to that. You guys heard a song here at the beginning of today's show. It's called Feel. It's a song by Kente Chi. I'm going to ask my guest today to say how to say his name, but Hot Boy is the lyricist, MC, and singer on the song, and that's who I have on the show today. Hot Boy, are you here? Are you on the line?
I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. How are you? Happy Monday.
I'm good. Happy day.
Yeah, welcome to the show. I'm super excited to have you here. Say the name. Say your producer's name, because I don't think I'm going to know how to say it correctly.
Oh, yeah. He's a producer. That's also my DJ, Chente Chi.
Chente Chi. He produced that song, but you did.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. So he produced that song, but you did the rest. And it's, I love all your music, but that's one of my favorite ones just because the vibes are so high. It's so inspiring. And who doesn't really want to feel good? So maybe you could tell us a little bit about that song that the audience heard.
All right. The hook is just about me, like, feeling good, feeling amazing, like, just wanting to grow. I talk about that being wanting to be better in life, because, you know, you go through so much. I'll go through certain things that has just changed my life, and, like, I won't be on the right path. Or at the same time, I'm just on my path, so maybe it's right, you know, I guess it is right. I just have to go through those things.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it'll lead me to, you know, just do things I shouldn't be doing. And it's like, I know there's more out there for me, so I'm just going to go through these things and get through the fire.
Yeah, step by step. You talk about plants in that song, too. You talk about plants in a few songs, so that's something that you and I connect on. Music, plants, the earth, healing in general. So I'm super happy to have you on the show today and for you to be sharing what you do, what you've learned, and what you're continuing to learn on your own healing path.
Right.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, I'm happy to be on, too. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I don't call you Hot Boy. I call you Tony. So I didn't know if I should introduce you as Tony or Hot Boy. But
I'm Tony. I'm Hot Boy. I'm everything.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right, so the show is about Hot Boy. It's about you and it's about your music. So I want to talk a little bit about music because I'm not truly a musician, as you know that, but I love music. And ever since I was such a little child, it's kind of been something that if I can get a song, if I hear a song, it makes me feel a certain way. If I hear that song again, I'm in that feeling again and I'm in that world. So music to me is a true healing modality. It's gotten me through so much. I want to let the audience know a little bit about, like, why and how you've gotten to using music along your path. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you've gotten here, how you've become Hot Boy, maybe even.
From California, from Orange County. I've been into music, since I was a child, but, eventually I kind of forgot about, not forgot, but I got into other things when I was younger. Like skateboarding and stuff like that. Then when I got over that, because I got hurt a lot, so I have screws in my hips right now from skateboarding, but I got back into my music. And really, I started writing like poetry, and my mother, she always did it. So I kind of just picked off from her. And I started writing too. And then eventually that turned into music. I had a few friends, you know, they're like brothers. And we formed a group, so we had a group. We did our thing. Hot Boy. I used to run with some different people, my cousin and a few homies. And we had a group. We just had a little crew, like the Hot Boys. And it was Hot Girls. And eventually, people just called me that. They're like, oh, Hot Boy Tony. Mm. That's back in, like, the MySpace days and stuff like that.
Mm.
So that's what mine said. It said like Hot Boy Tony. So people just called me that. And eventually I just ran with that, just Hot Boy like that, because people just called me it all the time. So
yeah,
I used it. And then, you know, eventually as I started, my life started changing. You know, I came up with my own different meanings about it, like Hot Boy. Because I'm like that ether, that fire, like. It burns, it's like it's from the soul, it burns, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm an Aries, I'm a fire sign, I'm like Hot Boy, you know, it all lines up or whatever. It's how I like, when I touch the mic, it's on fire, you know? That's how I like to think of myself. And then I just get in that zone or that mode, especially when I perform, you know?
Yeah.
Take it real serious.
Well, you kind of sound like you almost sound like you fell into music almost, like because you were injured and other things led you into writing. But when I listen to your music, I hear just like such amazing talent in the way you put, obviously you're a writer and you're a poet, but even just the way that you create the whole song. So there must, like, did music inspire you as a child? Like, does it do something to your soul? Because you didn't just fall into being a musician. Like, this is...
Oh, yeah. Like, it's always been a part of me. I'm just really into sound and, like, and whatever people call, like, soul music, I'm into that. Like, soul music and sampling, the right message in a song or, like that. I'm not really trying to pollute, like, the community at all, you know. Not saying that I don't a little bit, but it's not what I'm trying to do, like, pollute the community. I want to put a cool message out there. I also want to, like, tell my story, like, who I really am, too. Cause I've been through a lot of things, like, good things, bad things. I haven't always, you know, been good. It's not like everything I do is always good either, you know, but my heart is, you know, so, it's like just real life. Like, that's all I got is real life. So I write about it and perform. Like, I feel like my last album, Divine Intervention, I was really on, like, I guess some knowledgeable things, you know, but, and I talked about me too, but not really in depth, like, but I still spread, like, I felt like I put a good message out there, like, all around. Mm-hmm. But it's like this next album, The Raw Material, I'm talking more about myself. It's just like my real struggle, you know, on a personal level. I've been writing that way, so
yeah,
I'm keep going. I feel like it's just another chapter.
Well, let's come back to the raw material. So before we get too far out there, you said your mom was a poet. So I ask all my friends that come on the show, would you consider yourself to be like a black sheep of the family? Do you kind of stand out? Or obviously if your mother's a writer as well, perhaps you kind of fit in. Do you feel like the black sheep of your family?
I mean, I've always been, even before like music or me writing, I've been that, like, I've always been different in my family. But, you know, as I grew, you know, that became stronger.
Mm-hmm.
You can really, you know, things change. You can really see things. I could communicate. I could talk. I can do what I want and, like, just speak my mind, you know. Like, I'm myself. Like, I always been myself. So it's like, what can anybody say when I'm just being me? And, I have a voice. I use that shit, like, whether it's with friends or family, but especially my family, like, they know, like, I'm saying how I feel, I'm gonna do what I want, but I'm understanding, like, they love me, I love them too, so, yeah. It's like, I come with that, it's a part of it.
Well, and everybody that's been on my show said agreed in the same way. And it seems like those of us who are striving to heal and striving to push ourselves to be better, you know, it doesn't seem to be a very common trait amongst most people on the earth right now. So those of us that are like that tend to be like the black sheep of our family, it seems like.
Right. Yeah, I feel.
So, Tony, when we first met... It's been a couple of years now. I was first introduced to you through my all-time favorite Hot Boy song, which is Change. And that song got me because of the first line, some people want change, but they don't want to change. Go figure that. And it just hit me so deep because I really like change and I like to grow. And everyone in the world talks about where our world is at and how destructive everything is and how bad everything is, but nobody wants to do anything about it.
Right, that's true.
Nobody wants to do anything about it because the real change is within us, and then we recreate a new world from within. And I know that you live that. Yeah, and I know you live that. So also in Change, what I became really aware of that first introduction to you is your connection to nature and to plants. That whole video is shot outside and it's shot in the trees and your son is in there and children. And so let's take the conversation that way a little bit, because trees and nature and Mother Earth are a big part of your life, your personal life, as well as your music and creation.
So yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
That's how I got into all that. So really, you know, I grew up a Christian. I got really into Islam, and then different meanings. So I got really into studying Moors and all that, and just history in general. And then my cousin, he had also introduced me to this one dude. I had to give him credit, since I paid so much attention to him. This dude, the 13th son.
Yeah.
So I would see him on Twitter. One time I seen his Twitter. He was saying some things. And then one time in his delivery in the tweets, I'm like, what? What's this guy talking about? He's being super fucked up, and I don't follow him. But somehow I got brought back to him, you know, and I really agreed, and I started to understand, certain things he was talking about. That's why I was saying one time about, just listen to the message. You know, it's about the message, not the messenger, I guess, or the delivery, because it could be super raw and you might not be able to take it sometimes. Some people are super sensitive and they just can't take certain things. But yeah, this guy was talking about getting back to nature and stuff like that. You know, I would listen to him, I felt him. I started doing my own homework on certain things, and I really got into nature. And my life was really changing. I started meditating and stuff like that, and just really writing my thoughts. And I listen to this guy. I don't follow him now. I respect him though, you know?
Yeah.
What I'm saying, he planted seeds in me, my aunt planted seeds in me, my cousin planted seeds in me. And I just did research and I went with felt right. So
Didn't you change your diet?
I changed my diet too. I changed the way I ate. Stop eating meat. I don't eat perfect, you know, but I don't eat meat. I did some raw vegan stuff at one time. Then just being vegetarian. I've done all that stuff. So whatever, you know, I just want to be balanced though. That's my main thing. So that's major for me, balance, because I know what that feels like. I've been there. And then when I was, my life was at its best, you know, just being balanced and living in, that peace or harmony.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to live, just working on living your best life. So I'm into that, it's me. And that's always part of my goals, to stay balanced and grow. So, and also, just to keep learning and stuff like that. But, I don't know. I just got really into nature. And then trees, too. Plants, trees. I would find certain trees, that meant something to me, you know? Because, that's how I look at it. Our ancestors are in the trees and stuff like that. And they're alive. They're right there. Just breathe. So I talk to them and all that. I would feel trees. I would feel the energy within the tree through my hands and all throughout my body. Facts. I felt those things. So I know how real it is. And I just feel you can feel the truth. It's inside. You can feel the truth. And you know when it's right there in front of you. So because of the feeling. But, I remember I had this one tree. I would go to this park. It was really big. I'd climb in this tree. I would sit in it and just do my thing. I would read books up there and all that. So around that time, I was always going to the park. I was always in the sun, soaking it up. I just wanted it to get dark, just soak up that sun, you know, that melanin, vitamin D, all that. So I'm just on. I want back. That's
back. You're breaking up, son, friend.
I'm breaking up.
Yeah, there you go. That's better.
All right, sorry. But yeah, nature is everything. That was good. Mother Nature, the earth, we connected to that. We just got to remember and just go through things to remind us, I guess, like how we were when we were children. Hmm.
Yeah, she definitely provides the lessons. I think that she also really guides us to those balancing points, because in our society, we can't always see how balanced things are. It's challenging sometimes. The dark can be overwhelming. But when you look in nature, it's always balanced. Like, no matter what, it's always working itself out. It's always coming out of balance and going back into it. She really is an amazing guidance counselor.
Yeah, you can't beat nature. She's going to do it what she's supposed to do, like, no matter what, you know? Mm-hmm. So if you're going against that, then I just feel like you're going to get it. Like, bad things are going to happen in the future for you. Like, you can't go against nature. You got to be one with it, befriend nature, the sun, all that.
Yeah, I want you to talk a little bit about sun. You've talked to me about sun gazing before, but before then, I want to tell you this just as something I wrote on my notes today on our show. Mother Earth, the M and the E is me. So it's like Mother Earth is me.
Right.
So, you know, literally, yeah, she structures us.
Yeah, yeah. Me. So it's like you and Mother Earth, you guys are the same. You're one. Mm-hmm. Like I said in that song, Purple. But how so I realized, you know, we was the same. Mm-hmm. But you said sun gazing?
Yeah, I would love for you to talk about that. I've learned about it from you. And you just mentioned the sun. The sun is definitely you know, a major part of this system here. It's an ecosystem, including all aspects. So the earth, for me, she kind of extends up into the sun, you know, it's like this whole womb of existence. So the sun is just as powerful and is a big deal. But you've actually had some like intimate experiences with the sun and gazing and meditation. So tell us a little bit about that.
All right, well, yeah, like a few years ago, what, like 5-6 years ago, when I changed the way I ate and started meditating and all that, or got into nature, I started sun gazing too. So I did it a certain way though, so I could like make my eyes strong. You know, like when you're little and you're in, I felt like when I was at school and I was younger, they would be like, don't look at the sun. Mm-hmm. You go blind and stuff like that. But it's like, I look at the sun every single day though. So I look at it like building up muscle. Like when you start working out, you start with light weights first. And then, you know, every week you go up, you start using heavier weights. So like the light weight is like the first hour and last hour of the day. So sunrise and sunset. At that point, it's pretty easy for almost pretty much anybody to look at the sun during those times, you know? Mm-hmm. So you keep doing that, do that all the time. Eventually, you start looking at the sun even more when it starts to rise, you know. And then, you know, you take your time, you make your eyes strong. And then, like right now, I could look at the sun at its highest point. Hmm. It could be really hot or whatever and really bright, but I could still look at it. And you know, I just get energy just soaking up the sun. I get energy from it, so it's essential to me, you know, my health, you know. It heals and it cleanses things, that fire, that sun. So, yeah, it's just real important. So I make sure I sun gaze. I look at the sun every day, you know. But it's really important for all of us to at least get, like, at least 20 minutes of sun a day. Like it should be hitting your skin, you know. rocks is good for us. Like I said, sends it to your health, to your life. It charges you up. We batteries, and that's the charger, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, exactly.
I mean, it's the truth. That was just 22-22 when you said exactly right there. Because that's right. So true. Living up in the north, up in Oregon, man, like, when the season would shift, it would be so crazy. I would literally just feel my vitality draining from my body. Like, and I'm from Southern California, too, so I'm accustomed to that sun. And without it, man, your body struggles.
Yeah, true story. True story. So, yeah, that's it. Like, if I'm ever, you know, I try to stay my best health, but it's like, if I am feeling under the weather, like, I'm inside a house or something, if I go out into the sun, I start feeling so much better. Like, it's like, it does something to me. And I'm like, man, if I just sit out here all day, I'll just get better. I feel like it's cleansing. It's taking so much out of me.
Mm.
You know, like burning, like, you know, like parasitic things, parasites and stuff. So, I don't know. It's so powerful, the sun. Mm. I feel like it just brightens my light up, you know, as I'm soaking it up. Like, I want my light to shine bright, like, I be dim, so it's like I should be getting sun every day.
Yeah, and it's a trip, like you said, when you're in the house, you know, and you're not connected to it. Like, just being in houses, just being surrounded by four walls and a roof, man, it's so crazy how disconnected we are from what's happening. Like, I just watched the sky, and as you're talking about the sun being, you know, when it's rising, it's not as strong. Over us, it's the strongest. And then when it's setting, it's not as strong. Our constellations do the same thing. Like, they're wider when they're on, coming over the horizon. They're smaller when they're on top of us, and they're smaller, or they're wider when they're leaving the horizon. And it's like, if we all just would get out of our houses and just look, you know, just like look at what's going on. Man, there's just so much healing potential in nature. She provides a solution to every issue.
True story. Yeah. That's real. Like, look to nature, look inside yourself. It's like there's answers there around. Like, or I say even write questions down and ask yourself. You know, then go inside.
Mm-hmm.
Come back out with something, you know. Maybe you see something, or someone will say something to you, but answers will come, you know?
That's smart to write questions down for yourself, though, even just that clarity. Because a lot of times we don't even always know what it is that we're looking for within, or we think we have to look, you know, but it's not really like there's nothing really to search for within ourselves. You know, it's like, it's all there. It's just like, look, I mean, I don't know. It's just like some awareness. It's not necessarily a search, but I don't know. English languages don't always have the right words, right?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, Tony, you write about nature. Does the actual experience, is it a big part of your music making? You're working on a new album now, The Raw Material. I mean, to me, the raw material is Mother Earth. Like, that's that's the actual raw material of everything that we're looking at here. So is your natural and influence in nature and, you know, the mother, are these things a part of the new album? Let's talk a little bit more about that.
It's good and bad in there, you know? It's like, it's raw as in, like, that Mother Earth and everything that comes with her, because that's where it starts, and then we build from her.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's raw in a cutthroat way, too, like, that raw experience, it could be negative, too, or just too much, like, so much, you know, like, jaw-dropping, like, or what, like, really make you think. It's just so raw. You know, some people can't take certain things and words when it's like so raw, like it just gets so defensive, or they get scared, you know, or they they just really relate to it, and they're like, whoa, like, mind blown, you know? Mind blown, like, I went through things, I've had my mind blown, for real, so, I mean, other people that feel that way or so just feel where I'm coming from, you know?
Yeah, the raw material is definitely going to include the dark. Everything is birthed out the dark, so you definitely, if you're going to be talking about the foundation, it's going to for sure include the dark. That's going to be number one.
And I like that, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to express that stuff, like, it's another side.
You like the dark side, is that what you're saying?
It's a part of me. Yeah. But the light is in me, you know? Shit, I have some shine outside, too. On the outside, like, that's my real heart. Like, my darkness isn't, like, hurting people. I don't want to hurt people. But, you know, I want to protect myself. I want to protect who I'm supposed to, like, you know? And I'm just into it, you know? Just into other things, like, so like a lot of people think I juggle things or play with things I shouldn't. That's only because they're afraid, you know? Yeah, like I can even say magic, like when I hear that word, I'm just so connected to magic, like magic. I feel like just my mind is magic in its own. Yeah. You know, that's inside, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be something on the outside or like those spells or whatever I cast, it starts out in my mind. I could build it how I want to. I could write things out. I could make it like that how I want. I could make it a spell. It's just energy. It's putting energy behind things. It's manifesting. Like, I feel like, hey, manifesting is magic. Some people don't realize, like, it's magic right there.
Yeah.
It's so universal. It's just a part of us, like, it's just like, how do you do it now? Or what else? Or will you get deeper? You know? It's like, or will you do things that are outside of yourself? Even though those things don't even always matter. Like, some things are just fun. But, yeah, but the mind is just magic right there. That's why I call myself a magician. Like, just off my mind. Like, just off my mind, my creativity, the way I put a song together, I'm like, what? It's magic right here. I'm a magic man.
It really is just the energy behind it, too, like you said, because I think that life has been super oversimplified. Like, the mother has been super oversimplified. Like, we've kind of made life just be so simple and disconnected, but the real power behind those words, that it's just what energy you put behind it, is like, that's the freedom that we have access to here, because we're all alive. I mean, you know, as long as we're alive, we're all here for the same 24 hour or whatever time span, if you're working with time, like, we're all here for these moments. And what do you do with your moments? Like, that's it, you know, like, that's the magic, is when you become aware that you have control over your moments, and then you're able to literally create what you want to see in the world. And I think people write it off like, oh, that's nothing. Like, that's simple. But it's not. It's not simple.
Yeah, for real. I'm like, what? How my mind is? I'd be like, man, I'll visualize certain things. I'm like, man, I could do anything. Like, I'm so powerful, like, no one can tell me I'm not. Like, how could I not be if I feel it inside? Like, like, whoa, like, so powerful. I'm not, like, you know, let me talk to myself inside. I'll tell myself, you know, it's like, I'm not like nobody, but then no one's like nobody, but and then everybody is, you know, at the same time. It's like we do different things, you know?
Yeah.
It's like everything's together, but I'm like, man, I can do anything, so I'm gonna do, like, so since I can do anything, I'm gonna do some amazing things, and then like speak to a lot of people. So I'm gonna keep saying that, because I really feel that inside. That's why I know that's what it is. It's not like I don't second guess myself. I like my gifts, my heart, and then like just what I want to do, like things I want to do in the world, and like or things I want to do for people, you know.
Yeah.
And for some, the music will be enough. That'll be how I give back too. Like some people, I see people, you know, I have people that appreciate me for just that. Like, you know, others, you know, it'll be more.
Mm-hmm.
But that's fine, you know. Do what I can, like, but yeah, like, that music, real passionate, like, I won't just put anything out, too, like, it has to be right.
Top notch, right?
Yeah, I feel like top notch. I'm top notch. I gotta put some top notch. We top notch people, like,
hey.
You top notch, like, whatever it is, it could be top notch music, top notch plants, top notch cooking, man, top notch dance.
Creativity.
Yeah, creativity.
Oh,
like,
yeah, just create.
It's crazy. It's top notch. I keep the mind right there. The mind is up. Elevated like that, like, man, do anything. So, no limits, like, I visualize myself just flying and stuff like that, like, on top, because that's like, that's on top of things. I can see everything, like, beneath me, you know, when I'm flying.
That's probably why you like owls, too, huh?
Yeah, I love owls.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, something that you, I just want to say this before we move on, because it's something that I really am inspired from knowing you, watching you, but knowing you personally as well is really, really like a deep lesson. I'm continuing to learn from you, but along this path of healing is that not second guessing yourself. It's something that you really have figured out within your own soul. And for me, at least, when I tune into that message from you, like, it inspires me and it charges me up and it makes me realize, like, I also don't have to second guess myself. But
nah,
it's that path of healing. Yeah, you really don't. You have to just do what's within, and just do it.
Just do it.
No wonder that slogan did so well, right? Like, MJ was a genius.
Right,
whoever. So I want to talk a little bit also about what's going on in Orange County, because you guys are like, you got, it's home. I mean, you're an hour away from the dopest city in California, which is San Diego. But you know, Orange County is second, the dopest.
Well, San Diego, because that's where you're from.
619. Period. You already know, but I did live in Orange County for a few years, so you know, it's home too for me. But there's so much talent there. Like, since I've known you, I've tuned into a lot of, especially the black talent, but the talent in Orange County. And, it's kind of amazing how many artists are out there pushing themselves. So I know you guys are working, together. There's something called the Black OC. Like, let's talk a little bit about Orange County and what the Juice is doing.
Okay. The Juice been doing this thing ever since, man, me and the homies, the bro, started doing music. Like, we've been doing this back since, like, 06, 07. We had other bros doing it. Me, my bro's kid, and Cash, we got into it. We had all this big group, and then we had our, within that, YNC. It was the youngest in charge. It was all us. And we started doing some real quality music, like, right away. Like, my mom put us in the studio. She was like, she was managing us at first, but we messed that all up or whatever.
Mm.
I was a big part of messing that up too. Like, I just went through things where I felt like, oh yeah, I can't do this kind of music. I went through a lot of phases, and I felt like I had to do a certain type of music. And then eventually I got back to just following my heart and doing what I like. But like, yeah, Orange County, man, we're doing so good out here.
Orange County is popping. You guys got bad talent.
Look, back then, we was doing our thing, like, people that were, like I said, things fell apart, and a lot happened. A lot of things changed, and we just started doing our own thing. But I knew early on, like, yeah, I'm probably supposed to be solo and do my thing. I kind of just used to sing back then with the group, but I started just rapping too because I felt like I could do it all. And I just started writing raps too. And my flow developed, like, it's where it's at now. You haven't even heard me from the beginning, you know?
Yeah,
you've heard some early stuff, but there's even earlier music than that, you know?
But I've heard you really just develop like over that, the last couple of years.
Yeah, and it's not really online. So I got some things I'll let you hear one day.
Yeah.
But, we're doing our thing out here. Eventually everyone started doing music. Like, mm-hmm. It was Esther, my group, and we had a few bros, like H2O, my cousin, Tommy Vonjo, my bro M.A., Matt Allen, he used to go by Mike's Apprentice. Like, them two were big in music back then, too, out here. My bro Champ, he's doing, like, big producing now. Like, he was spitting, too, doing his thing. They all, like, put on for the OC, too. You know, it's not just me.
Yeah.
And, actually, my song, I got this song called Homegrown that's going to be on the raw material. My bro Champ, he actually produced that. It's a super dope song and beat. You know, well, you know, let the people be the judge, but you heard it. You've heard
super
it too.
Dope. Yeah, it's one of
I just like it. It's one of my favorite, you know. And I can't wait to really put those visuals out and all that. I'm going to start shooting videos again soon. So. Mm. So many of us do music out here now. Like, most of my friends, you know, most of them do music. But I definitely was early on. Me and, you know, two of my bros and a few of the homies. Oh, my bro Guillotine, too. He's been doing this forever. He's crazy hard. His style, I gotta share some of his music with you. Like, his voice and it's some super, man, crazy shit, but hard. Like, I think you might get into it, you know, with the LA side. I know you could be a little crazy, too.
Me?
I know you can, you know. You got your LA side, you know.
I'm super crazy.
I'm just saying, you don't come, like, from the suburbs or nothing.
Nah, I'm super crazy. I just didn't know you was going to put me on blast like that on the show. What do you mean?
Right. Nah. So, man, yeah, I'm going to introduce you to Guillotine also. But, man, it's a lot of us out here, right? It's so many artists now and good ones, too. Oh, I got to mention Lum because he was back with me back then when I had my group. And he produced a song for us on our demo that we recorded. So. Mm. And now Lum is still producing crazy sounds and also, like, rapping and singing, too. And he's fire, so... Mm-hmm. He came a long way. I gotta throw him in here. I might be forgetting somebody, but it's all good. There's so many of us. I got love for all of y'all.
There's so many, and y'all be working together, and you guys.
Most of them, you know. I want to have love for everybody at least. You know, not everyone. You know, it doesn't mean I'm friends with everyone, but I still want to see everyone win, though. You know.
Yeah.
So it's like whether it's like. Honest or not, it's like some people just come up on something real cool and then like they don't gotta be the realest people all the time, you know? So like I'm just saying that because I see it and I see how the industry is and all that. I can't even really say it's really for me, but I just feel I'll do really good and, you know, on my level, like on an independent level, because that's how I want to keep it. But you know, it's just not that true. A lot of weird things in it. Mm-hmm. Could get kind of dangerous, I feel, or just like, just not true. But, you know, I'm here for the truth. Mm. So.
Well, let's speak it. I said, well, let's speak it. I want to hear a little truth. We're getting close to, like, wrapping it up now, but... I want to hear a little bit of your truth about the future. I ask all my friends that come on. I believe that everyone I know, like actually at all, because just the vibrations, are visionaries and are revolutionaries and are the people that at least have the potential within them, you know, that fire that could be sparked to majorly, you know, shift the world and shift the way society goes. I also think that all humans have that within them, but the people around me, I don't know, y'all are the dopest. And a lot of us really have visions of the future and can kind of foresee things, and that's why we are that way, because we can actually visualize what we want to see. And so I want to know, like, a lot of times I'm asking people based on food forestry and plants and gardening and things like that, but what do you see? Like, what, the world can be, you know, people think things are so crazy right now. We got Donald Trump as president, and we got girls walking around with their butts like all the way out. I can't believe the girl with the booty shorts the other day I saw. Like, things are crazy on the planet. But at the same time, like, it's different, but at the same time, like, that's how it's always been, and we're still going forward, and we're alive, so I have faith in the future. So what do you see? What do you see in the future? What do you see coming?
What I don't see is it being how it is. Mm. Like, not just with technology, but, like, people that, like, run the planet, things like that. Without me getting, like, too deep in it, I see certain things switching around, you know, like, I see, like, eventually I see the oppressed not being that way. But it's not, it won't be everyone. That's why we're supposed to be out here learning things and studying things. It's like, look at it like we're supposed to save ourselves out here. So when you save yourself, you can save your families and stuff. Like, well, your children at least, you know, like, adults, grown people, they're going to make their own decisions. And some will choose not to look at things, and some will. And some will learn the truth because they search, you know, like, when you search, then you're going to find something. Something's going to resonate with you. And it should be meant to be for you to find your way out. Like, it's like when you're trapped or when you're in some type of, like, tunnel and you feel like you're locked in, you're just trying to find your way out. Like, you really want it, it's for you. You're going to get out because you're going to do what it takes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're going to do what it takes. Like, you're going to be aware of your surroundings. You're going to study. You're going to read this, do that. Think the right way. You're going to know. Like, you start knowing, like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And that's just, it's going to build. Those are seeds. Like, just knowing things you're going to do, those are seeds. So once you just start watering those, all that stuff could grow. And I forgot the question.
So well, the question was about the future, yeah, but it's cool because what you said about oppression, though, and the oppressive people. So do you feel like oppression is like a choice, or like you have to accept oppression then? Because really you can only do oppression.
Yeah, yeah. Because look, you could just be like, oh, fuck all that. My bad, but
it is a family show, hot boy.
Oh yeah, you could be like, forget all that. Like, I'm not under that. I don't want to be under these labels or whatever. Like, I don't want to be a slave. But it's like, that comes with things. Like, you have to make it so you're not that way. Like, you have to figure it out. You have to study. You have to make few moves, like, figure out how to be free, you know?
Yeah.
It's more than, like, since we're right here, it's more than just your mind. Like, I can accept, and I accept certain things inside with my mind, but I still have to do my work on the planning. Mm-hmm. So, you need to combine those things. If you feel free inside, or, like, sovereign, or whatever you want to call it, or you feel, this is where I'm at, this is my land, or I see I'm entitled to this. It's like, know that inside and then do what it takes so that it's real. Like, we traveling on this planet, you know, navigating.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, we're supposed to do that freely.
Yeah. So do you think the future is going to include a lot, many more sovereign people, or people at least striving for sovereignty and striving for personal internal freedom? Do you think that's the direction of humanity?
Yeah, but I feel like most people are going to do it. It's too late. Mm. It's like it's going to be too late for a lot of people. Then they're going to really be on that, because they're going to see. Because eventually, it's like right now, the whole wake up thing, it's like everyone's supposed to be waking up or figuring certain things out or learning. And then it's the information age, Aquarian age. It's like supposed to be learning. But some, you know, they're like, oh, ignorance is bliss. Even though it's stupid, somewhat dark, they don't want to know nothing. So then when things hit the fan, they knew that. Even if you just knew in your mind, but you didn't do certain physical things here, you knew, though. Mentally, you were prepared. But even if you weren't prepared, you're mentally prepared for not being prepared, and you know. And it's different than something just popping off, and you're like, whoa, I didn't see this coming, you know?
Yeah.
Because I see things now. I see things. And I feel them also. So everybody, imagine if we were all on one accord. We could be so strong out here and just override something. Like they can't kill everybody, you know?
Nah. I really don't think they can kill anybody unless it's your time, honestly, but...
Hey, see, that's some real talk. See, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. People like you, real talk. So when it's your time, it's just your time. Facts.
Well, good. Thanks, Fran. I'm so happy that you got to be a part of this. You definitely are a major inspiration in my life. I love you deeply, and I'm cheering you on always, because
I love you too.
Yeah, I want the people to know what, not only what a dope artist you are, but the message that you're putting out, because music, you know, it penetrates the soul. You know, my children know my songs. Like, people remember music, and it gets in them. And any artist really that's putting out love, when I first met you, that was the major thing, was the love movement. And
yeah, the love movement is still here too.
It can never
even
stop.
Even though I don't, yeah, that's always there.
It can
it's
never
for
stop.
Everybody.
Nah, that's impossible to stop. That's the truth of what we are.
We push the love movement towards each other, you know?
Yeah.
So it's always there. Like, I love you, you love me. You're
that
the truth. You're a woman. Like, that's major right there, you know? You're a woman, you're navigating out here, you're learning, you're teaching, you're a mother. I think a mother is one of the most, man, that's like most important thing on the planet, besides the children, like mothers.
Yeah.
I even feel that way, even about my own, like my children, like their mother, we don't even have a good relationship or friendship or whatever, but I still feel that way. She's a mother. She's their mother. She's one of the most important beings on the planet. She's a mother. Like, she went through that. She had two children. Like, you had children. Like, that takes so much. I couldn't imagine that, having to do what a woman does and, like, just like, what, bring someone out into life from the inside of their bodies. Like, that takes so much work, and I'm not built for that. But a woman is built for that. You know, and that's like, wow. To me, that's a miracle. Every time a baby is born, it's like, wow, that really happened.
Yeah. You guys are
literally built for that. You have to be the strongest. You have to be the strongest on the planet. So in that song, I remember I say, honor your mother. We need the women to build a nation. The women, that's who's building the nation. That's who's birthing the children, the next generations. It's like you can have some super babies, or you don't. You know, but it depends. But
well,
you gotta line it up.
The fathers really matter a lot too. And you guys are our balance point. We do this together. A mother really does need a father to provide and to protect and to lead and guide. And I think you're amazing, Dad. I don't get to see you with your children all the time, but I know that there's a lot of options in the world and a lot of things that men could choose to do, and you continue to choose to be there with your children every day of your life, just about. And I'm proud of you. I think that you're a great father, and I also think that men need to be just as, you know, a true feminist is going to realize that both men and women come from her womb. So in order for her to be pro anything, pro woman, she has to be pro male as well. So, the dad's got to be in there too.
That's hard too, because man, a woman could be super pro man if she just doesn't like that man. But I don't expect a woman to treat every man the same, you know? Everyone's different, so.
Yeah.
I would, if I did hate a woman, that doesn't mean I'm gonna hate women ever, you know? Like, as a whole, never. Still the greatest thing. And then men put us together, it's even greater.
Yeah, it is. That's the balance right there. The yin and the yang.
Right.
All right, love. We're going to wrap it up, and just wrap it up. We could probably keep talking. So,
all right. Thank you. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing your energy to the show.
Yeah. It was a pleasure for me. I got a lot to do. Got a few things to do now. I love that I got to put this in my day, in my life. We should do more.
All right. I mean, it's, you know, step by step. We're building. So. That's a for sure thing.
All right. Much love.
All right, family. I'll be back next Monday, like I said, with my friend, my midwife. We'll be talking plants, a lot of love, sisterhood, motherhood. Until then, I'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace.